This is Robin Hood Radio, and I am Andy Shaw. First of all, let me say how happy I am to be here on Robin Hood Radio. This is the debut episode of a brand new show, the Andy Shaw Comedy Show, the Wacky Andy Comedy Show. I still do not have a definitive title for this show yet, but it is going to be great. You're going to laugh your hind end off. Now, before I go into the show, just a quick disclaimer. Some of this comedy is a little bit edgy. Some of it is a little rough around the edges. It's on the borderline of being just a teeny tiny bit dirty, but not very dirty, okay? Just a quick heads up. Now, that being said, let's have a little fun, and let's start this show off with a very legendary comedian, Mr. Robin Williams on Robin Hood Radio.
And then the people who smoke marijuana looking at you like, girl, man, alcohol's a crutch. Really, Captain Herbalife? You just macrame'd your ass into the sofa and you're telling me that? A little bit of hypocrisy there. It's kind of like Idi Amin looking at Gandhi going, you're too intense. No. These are people who are so stoned they can eat kitty litter and go, that's real crunchy. These same people get their animals stoned. This is not a good idea. Do not get your dog stoned. He's not that high up on the food chain to begin with. He just barely learned to lick his own genitals. Leave him alone. You know, don't do that to him. You've done it now. You've gone too far. This is bad. This is a scary thing. The basic purpose of marijuana is to prove that Darwin was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Send you back down. And these people get stoned and they think, well, I've got to eat something. It's either my own hand or I'm getting out of here, man. So they try and drive. They've got this idea that, yeah, I can drive. I've got it together, dude. I'm okay. If I could just find my feet, I can drive. Then they get out. They're in the car. There they are. You're too. Oh, the keys. Okay. We're out. Okay. And I'm hauling down the freeway. There they're going. They're moving fast. There they think they're going at light speed. They think Scotty's sitting next to them going, Jim, you can't push it any faster. It's a Chevrolet, Jim. You can't drive it any faster than that. Oh, no, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm okay. Red, white, and blue. Police, Jesus, help me through this. You're inside rehearsing what you're going to say. It's like, I'm fine. What seems to be the problem, officer? What seems to be the problem? You open the window, out comes this little Colombian sauna. This wall of smoke hits him in the face. He's going, I'm hungry, I don't know why. You've rehearsed your line. What seems to be the problem, officer? What seems to be the problem? You look at him and go, he writes out a ticket, he hands it to you, you eat it. No. Oh, you're going to jail. But then you wake up and you realize you're still on the couch at home. Hell, baby, no.
You know, think about it. All the pressures, especially women. Women have a lot of pressures. You know why? Because you buy into it. You get those Cosmo magazines, and you see some anorexic, you know, woman there, you know, and then you look at yourself in the mirror, and you go, damn. It's never gonna happen. Give it up. And the minute you get married, you know what? It's a conspiracy. Mexican women are so jealous of their men. They all think that we're Elvis to them, right? They're so jealous, they try to fatten us up. So no other woman will want us. Look what happened to you. But they still love us. They love us because they know that inside that fat guy, there's a cute guy in there. And as long as they don't know that, it's all right. And it's unfair because when a man gets big, we're not fat, we're big. Hey, man, you know about Big Johnny? Yeah, he's big, isn't he? Big Johnny. You never say Big Lupe. Oh, you mean the Big Marrana, yeah. Oh yeah, the cabrona whose chichis are like two Volkswagens under her sweater. Yeah, I know her. Losing weight, what a waste of time. Listen, life is too short. If you're happy the way you are, then just do it, man. Life is too short, it'll go in an instant. Most of us live our whole lives trying to please other people. We dress. For what reason? So you'll like it, you know? That's what women are always asking you, you know? Do you like this? Do you like that? Do you like this? Let's be honest. We'd like you naked. You know? You want to see me happy? Drop them, baby. Anorexia is an Anglo thing, I think, because every time I see them, it's always some Caucasian girl.
I don't know. I just can't eat. Food is just repulsive to me. I eat it, and I just see myself really fat in the mirror.
I said, get a different mirror. Because Mexicans, we don't suffer from anorexia. Look around the room. Our problem isn't, you know, under-eating, it's overeating. It's, we can get to be 300 pounds, our mom will still go, hey, mijo. You're so flaco. Look at you, I can see your belt. Because our food is so good. You ever had menudo? You don't want to know what's in there, just eat it. We eat parts of the pig doesn't want back. You'll never see Mexicans on Oprah, Sally, Jesse, Geraldo. Mexicans will refuse to eat on the next Oprah. There'll be four empty chairs. Where are they? They're eating. They're in the green room stuffing their face. I should have my own infomercial. You know, all these weight losing diet things, I have the perfect one, you know? Hi, this is Paul Rodriguez introducing my new tape, How to Lose Weight the Hispanic Way. Let me ask you something. Have you ever overdosed on sopapillas? Are you so fat that when you go to the beach, Greenpeace rallies around you? Are you afraid to be buried in a piano box? Well, if you are, send for my tape. Stop eating, you big fat marrano. Stop eating, you big fat marrano will help you achieve your goal. Within 2 months, you'll be able to know what sex you are. Now, I know you don't got $29.95, so send me whatever change you got, eh? I don't have an 800 number, so call me at the Texaco station in the corner. Send me whatever money you have, even if you have to crush aluminum cans, and I'll rush you a tape. Not a videotape, I will send you duct tape. So you can duct tape your pie hole. You can duct tape your big hocico so you can stop eating, you big fat marrano. Send for it today. And now, I have a couple of testimonials. Here's Manuel Ruiz, who sent for my tape.
Before I send for Mr. Rodriguez's stop eating, you big fat marrano, I was a big fat marrano. At one point, I was actually freebasing chorizo. Me and my wife had a $342 a day chorizo habit. Towards the end, she didn't need to use lipstick because her lips were red all the time. She looked like Lucille Ball the later years. Send for Rodriguez and stop eating, you big fat marrano. Send for it today.
I'm Paul Rodriguez. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Then I went in there to the Victoria's Secret. You ever been in there? Yeah, get her done, that's right. That's like a grown fella Chuck E. Cheese in there. I like that joint. I was up there the other day, I was sniffing around in there a couple hours. And looking for some gift ideas. You know what they got in there? Underbreeches with holes in the crotch. You believe that? $24 women paying for undershorts with holes in the crop. I'm like, daggum, I got a whole drawer full of them at the house for Pete's sake. I bet I'm sitting on $200-$300 worth of them underdrawers. There's a girl put a pair of them on for my birthday one time. I come home, she's sitting there. She's like, you want some of this right here? I'm like, no, look what it did to your undershort. Good Lord, what in the world? Look like a good place for one of them plug-ins or something, for Pete's sake, one of them vanilla plug-ins or something. They got all kind of stuff out there. They got this deal now, breeches you eat. You ever seen that, eating breeches? eating bridges. Who in the world thought of eating bridges? What do you want to do tonight? Let me eat your undershoulder. Give me a glass of milk. I'm going to gobble them up right here. I tell you. Honey, put some in the refrigerator. I'm going to make a sandwich later. I was with a girl that liked that stuff. I was seeing this good-looking girl for about 6 weeks, and then somebody took my binoculars out of the truck there. And she was a midget stripper. And seriously, I met her at a party one night. She popped out of a cupcake. But anyway, she liked all them edible underbridges. And I bought her 5 pairs of the strawberry eating britches. And I bought 5 pair because I always end up eating 2 or 3 pair on the way to her house. They're pretty good now. Thank God they don't make them in biscuits and gravy. I'll tell you that much right there. Thank God, right, I'll be getting fat just on undershorts. Need some snack well panties. That's what they need right there. Get her done. That's right. Honey, I'm on a diet. Put on some fruit roll-ups, would you? That's right.
You just heard from Larry the Cable Guy with Victoria's Secret. Paul Rodriguez, We Just Don't Suffer from Anorexia. And Robin Williams with Marijuana. This is the Wacky Andy Comedy Show on Robin Hood Radio. By the way, this show is not live. It is pre-recorded. So what am I doing now? Probably getting into trouble. But don't you think about that. Sit back, relax, and listen to some Billy Crystal on Robin Hood Radio.
You know, those goons. We went to high school with those guys. That's what I was at my craziest, you know? Which is why I'm worried about my daughters. You know, because I was the horniest guy in the world. 15, you get that voice. Hello, how you doing? Hello, how are you? And we get that little mustache. We look like half the women in Newark. You know that look. We're goons. We look ridiculous.
Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
We're goons. Guys are goons. And we're horny, man. Your body's happening. You know, you don't know what's going on. I was always ready. Oh, my glands were like yelling at me. It was relentless.
Now, 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 now.
You too, huh? I tell you. I battled the Cyclops all through high school. It was like the greatest, man. I was a Geiger kind of for skirts. It seemed like...
Oh, yeah. Now, now. Now, now, now. Beat me, beat me, beat me, beat me, beat me.
Leave me alone!
Never. Now.
Yeah. Why are the girls laughing more than the men here? Look at this. You know why? Because the girls are in control. I think girls, I think they mature faster. I think they handle the idea of sex better. The girls sound as... When? When?
Now, baby, now, now, now.
You're just a little hyper, right? My first date, I'm on my way to the girl's house. I'm blind with passion. I'm wandering through the neighborhood. I can't remember how to get to the girl's house. You know, I'm just going...
Make a left.
Get to the door, I hear something that scared me to death.
Let me ring the bell.
Leave me alone!
Forget it, I'll knock.
Door is spinning off in space. You're so sick. Now I gotta talk to the old man, right? I gotta talk to the girl's father. She's not ready. She's upstairs stuffing the bra, right? They're 15.
I'll put some tissues here and a tangerine there. That's sort of yummy.
Cut to downstairs. Hello, Billy. How are you? Sergeant DiMaggio. You ever seen a 38 automatic before? Come on in. You like something?
No, nothing.
Let's get out of there. Where's the bitch?
No, nothing, nothing.
Come on, let's go.
Stop talking to me like that.
Never.
Leave me alone.
No.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Please, not now.
I'll do it whenever I want. I own you.
Billy, why don't you sit down?
I can't. I'll just poke through the magazines here, okay?
When? When already?
Now, baby, now. Now, now.
And then from out of nowhere comes the family dog. Always, right? It's a big
goddamn German shepherd bastard.
He comes running in the room, his little pink thing with that Pappy Oakum whisker on the end is going nuts.
Yeah.
He comes running in the room. He's in heat, so are you, and just because you're there, he thinks you're a gift for him. Comes running. For me? All over your leg, humping like a madman, which is what dogs are paid to do. They strain, their bodies go crazy, dogs. It's like that high jump in the Olympics where they go over backwards and this look, right? They're wild, they go crazy. But their face is like they're reading the Wall Street Journal. I don't, you know, this whole Ted Turner thing with CBS, I don't get it. You know, if he takes it over, Bob Falwell's gonna be doing the news. How the hell would that be? You know, excuse me, I'm gonna hump the other way. Yeah, well, who the hell knows? You know, I don't know. I don't know. He's all over my leg. I heard something that scared me to death.
I got the girl, I want the dog now.
So, I'm worried. That's why I'm worried. What can you do?
I'm not fond of the 50s. One of the reasons was, in the education department, they had these sort of older women who had gone to normal school. In 1899, graduated in 2 years, took religion and first aid. They gave them each a bun in the back, a chignon, and a large black dress and Boy Scout shoes. Sent them into schools to say, no talking! No talking! Button your lips, no talking! And of course, you folded your hands in front of you and you were ready to learn. No tension, no talking. And this was like the worst to me. And civil defense was heavy then. I don't know if you remember this, but this was like an overriding concern. They spent so much time talking about it that I had nightmares. I cared. First of all, they were very subtle. They told us, children, the siren means disaster. Dream about them often. When you hear a siren, go under a tree. Give up, it's too terrible. Don't even try to save yourself. Just take this pill. They taught us a siren means disaster. Then they had the foresight to blow a siren every day at 12 o'clock. Walking home from school with a lunch bag. What's that? Oh, it's just 12 o'clock. I used to second guess, what if the Russians bombed at 12 o'clock? They're not idiots.
We'll bomb at 12 o'clock, Ivan. They don't know. They think it's lunch.
We had all kinds of warnings, you know. We had, this is how stupid they were. They actually let this information out. We had warnings when the enemy was over Montana. You know, you got 4 short blasts, 3 long blasts. When they're over Alaska, you get 5 long. Then you could really kid around. You could play handball for an hour before you take cover. They had ones over Chicago. Then they had ones no warning at all. You hear propellers over 125th Street. You have to jump under the desk, put your ass to the window. That's what it actually said in the official instructions. Put your ass immediately to the window. Signed, Avril Harriman, governor. They didn't fool around. You know. Well, they had no time to be pompous. The kids knew what that meant. We were given dog tags, which was one of the highlights of my school career. This was surely one of the most frightening things because they let information leak out that it could withstand a certain amount of heat. You know, and they got up, of course, with great subtlety. Children, no talking. Take these tags home. They're to be used in the event that you're burnt beyond recognition in a nuclear holocaust. And no talking during a nuclear holocaust. I want an orderly nuclear holocaust. 2 lines, no talking. I'll be taking names. It's one of my greatest fears that I might get a 0 during a nuclear holocaust.
Don't you hate if somebody says they're going to call you to go out that night? They say, I'll call you about 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, you're all dressed, you're waiting for them. 7 o'clock, they don't call, so you say, okay, I'll fix a drink. So you have a drink. Then you have another. 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 Now you're drunk. Now it's 7:05. They still haven't called. I'm kidding. I don't even drink that much, really. But unless I'm doing crack, I get so thirsty that that crack just sucks the liquids out of me, and I just drink and drink and drink because of the crack. You know how the crack will dry up like that, and you just drink. Now, I kid about crack and drinking, but I do it. I do. I love it. No, I don't. I don't love it, but I do do it. Oh, yeah. No, I don't do crack, but I drink a lot. I'm drunk right now. Woo! No, I'm not. Not at all. No, but I sniff glue, and I not a lot, just socially at parties or something. If you know somebody has some Elmer's, sure, I'll do some Scotch tape. It doesn't matter what it is, really. Just staple gun, Velcro. It's not really important that, you know, even a buckle, you know, just. I don't sniff glue, but I have licked a frog once. Well, it was Jeremiah. Here's what happened. He wanted some wine, and so how many people, by round of applause, knew that if you licked a frog, you got high? There was a fad going around. But how many people, by round of applause, are just amazed you're hearing that for the first time and you had no idea? That's why I ask people to play. It is amazing to me that that was, how desperate are we to get high? That that's a fad going around, that if you lick a frog, and how many animals did we go through? Here, lick the anus of a mongoose. See what happens. You could get high. I was wrong about the raccoon, yes, but imagine that even catching on, that you're at a cocktail party with a frog in your hand, just chatting away. Right. That's what I said. I'm like, yes. Another frog. You'd like two frogs.
That was Ellen DeGeneres with Licking a Frog. Robert Klein, Civil Defense, No Talking. And before that, Billy Crystal, Now, Now. Yeah. This is Robin Hood Radio, and this is Andrew Shaw on the Wacky Andrew Comedy Show, the tentative title for this show. Debut episode, people. Enjoy it. All right. Man, I love being on internet radio. The only problem about being on internet radio is, you know, if you don't have a computer, you can't really hear me. So what can you do, man? This next comedian I'm playing, internet radio is practically the only place you can play him. He's a very legendary comedian, but he got in trouble when he was played on regular radio. You know what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Carlin.
The whole revolution is about values. Values of any kind, you know? What you'll do for $10, what you'll do with $10. Really, it all comes down to values, what you value and how much. And often think of that, because you can buy anything in this country. The businessmen are the ones that really, like, kind of got the country where it is in both ways, in the positive and the negative, man. They did, the businessmen, because there's no morality in business, just the ledger. Keep it in the black. Show a profit, keep it in the black, keep it in the black. Never mind your soul, never mind the landscape, never mind the other guy, keep it in the black, keep it in the black, do what you can, keep it in the black. Business as usual, going on. Big plywood up there. Business as usual. Businessman did it. That's right. You can buy anything in this country, man. Anything you can think of. You can probably buy a left nostril inhaler if you look around long enough. With your state motto on it. Clothes in the dark. Anything, man. If you nail together two things that have never been nailed together before, some schmuck will buy it from you, man. Yeah, give me a dollar and a half for that. Yeah, anything at all. Values. I often think of that when I go past the novelty store. You know the novelty store, tricks, jokes, fun, fool your friends. They sell the dribble glass, joy buzzer, whoopee cushion. It's called poo-poo cushion in the larger towns. You put it down. Hey, Phil fought it. Ah! It's been very big with the Shriners and American Legion are into those things. You know. They're a little retentive anyway. I guess they need devices, so why not? Let them have it. A lot of things for sale in that store, you know. They have a fly in an ice cube, snake matches, pepper gum, cigarette loads, big thumb with a lot of bruises on it. That's a great one. They also sell fake food, which really knocks me out. Got rubber hot dogs, plastic fried eggs. The ones I saw are made in Austria. Imagine that, imported plastic fried eggs. Wow. Plastic Swiss cheese. They have a little foam rubber sandwich with a bite missing from it. I often wonder how hungry people feel when they walk past, you know? Guys that don't have lunch money together, man. Going past the novelty store. Wow, I'd be salty. I'd be ready for a little trashing right away, you know? Start there. That's not the biggest insult. The biggest insult, however, is the fake vomit. Imagine that, artificial vomit. Wow. Some people can't scrape real vomit together, man. Guys are ordering 3 dozen vomit on the phone, man. I've seen a couple of different brand names on that. One of them is called Glop. Another one is Whoops. Isn't that great? Whoops. Tells you where to use it, too. They have little hints on the cardboard. It's stapled to a piece of cardboard, and it tells you where to use it. On the car seat. That's a good one. On the sidewalk, naturally. Bathroom floor, they suggest there. And then the one that knocks me out is near the refrigerator. It's so strange, because some grown person had to think of that. Some guy was at work one day, and he said, "Hey, Phil, I got another one. Near the refrigerator, huh?"
Beautiful, Charlie. Let me call a printer. Hey.
Near the refrigerator. Wow, fake vomit. Lenny Bruce once said the reason the artificial vomit sells is because the artificial dog crap sold so well. I grew up watching the dog crap in the window. Boy, I thought a dog had gotten in the window and done it there, you know. It was always right next to the false teeth there that you wind up and let go, right? Little plaster Paris dog crap. Wow. Sure is strange. How do you ask for that, you know? What do you say to the guy?
"I'd like to see something in a dog crap, please."
Well, what did you want to spend on that?
"Money's no object. It's for a very good friend." "I rather fancy that beige number in the window."
"Well, that's not beige. That's champagne gold. It's our breed of the month, bulldog. You buy a bulldog, we throw in a fox terrier free." Yeah. I imagine there would be collectors, you know, guys that had every breed.
"Mm-hmm. Hey, you got any St. Bernard?" "Yes, but there's no room in the window for that. We.
The Doberman Pinscher, you'd always know the authentic Doberman Pinscher would be the one with the little pieces of clothing and buttons in it, right? Yeah.
"I'd like to include a card with that, please. Love to all, Dan. Put that on my diner's club. Do you mind gift wrapping it for me? I don't know."
Sure is strange.
They remember everything. That's why you got to be nice. You got to tell them. Those never want to tell them that we love them. Sober, you know. When we get drunk, we're different, Bubba. When we're sober, you know, we're all macho. "Do you love me? Look, hey, be over there. I'm going to be right here." I'll be asking, why you got to always be, hey. "I'm not going nowhere. You drove, cabrón. I ain't going nowhere."
Talk about insecure, eh? What? You're mad now? I can't even tease you because right away you get mad. Do you love me? Okay, wait a minute. Wait, let me get this out because we may as well talk about it. Because your friends don't like me. And you want me to tell you that I love you when all your friends be laughing at me? I'm not crying. This is frustration. Look at my eyes are red, but they're no tears.
It's hard to write jokes today, especially, you know, you got to be politically correct with everything, which isn't a problem really for me. I did one politically incorrect joke on television once. That's all one. It was about obsessive compulsive disorder. Yeah, wasn't that bad. But you know what? You don't want to insult them, because if they start writing letters, they don't quit. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're gonna get a letter. All day they spend, write a letter, check the stove. Write a letter, check the stove. Write a letter, touch that thing. Absolutely. Take a drink of water here.
Evening, Squire.
Good evening.
Is your wife a goer? Hey, know what I mean? That's not what I mean. Say no more.
I beg your pardon.
Your wife, does she go? Hey, does she go? Hey?
Well, she sometimes goes, yes.
Oh, I bet she does. Say no more, know what I mean? Nudge.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Follow me. That's good. Hey, nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Are you selling something?
Selling? Very good. Hey. Oh, you're wicked, eh? Say no more.
But I,
Is your wife a sport, eh?
Oh, she likes sport, yes.
I bet she does.
As a matter of fact, she's very fond of cricket.
Who isn't? Likes games, eh? Knew she would. Likes games, eh? She's been around a bit. Been around?
She has travelled, yes. She's from Scarsdale.
Say no more! Scarsdale, say no more, Squire!
I wasn't going to.
Oh, well, never mind, Dib. Is your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Snap, grin, wink, wink, nudge, say no more.
Holiday snaps,
they
eh?
They could be taken on holiday. Candid photography.
No, I'm afraid we don't have a camera.
Oh, still. Hey.
Look, are you insinuating something?
Oh, no. Yes.
Well,
you're a man of the world, Squire.
Yes.
I mean, you've been around a bit, you know, like you've done it.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
You just heard from Monty Python with Nudge Nudge. Before that, Ray Romano, politically incorrect joke, George Lopez, Love You Sober, and a track from the one and only Mr. George Carlin, How Much Is That Dog Crap in the Window? George, we love you, man. By the way, this show is pre-recorded, so what am I doing right now as you're listening to the show? Probably getting into trouble. But let's not even go there. Right now, it's time for the musical break of the show. And let's start it off. These artists, are a group of very strange fellows. This song is very strange. I can't play it on regular radio because I'm afraid people will turn off their radios once they hear it. It's that weird. And for old Andy Shaw to say something is weird Now that takes doing. Here are Barnes and Barnes with a rather odd little ditty, Fish Heads, on Robin Hood Radio.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Ask a fish head anything you want to, they won't answer, they can't talk.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly-poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino at Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
I want a French fry your potato. Oh, baby, 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 won't you pluck my grapes? Won't you peel my banana like a pack of wild eggs? I'm your food innuendo guy. Your food innuendo guy. Baby, 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 you got honeydew melons. Baby, 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 can you see my broccoli swelling? Oh, baby, 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 I wanna taste your watercress. I wanna slip my celery stick up the back of your dress. I'm your food innuendo guy. Your food innuendo guy. Oh, what will it take? Don't go so soon. You'll miss my carrot cake. And my cream of mushroom. Oh, baby, baby, baby. My heart, I paint is red hot. Baby, baby, baby. I want to stuff all the cabbage you got. Well, I'm your food innuendo guy. Food innuendo guy.
You just heard from Adam Sandler with Food Innuendo Guy. Before that, Barnes and Barnes with Fish Heads. That was the musical break of the Wacky Andy Internet Comedy Show. And speaking of comedy, let's go back into it right now. A little Jeff Foxworthy, this track, How's My Butt? My friends, guys, there's never a right answer to that question, so just give up. Just pretend that you're a mute, okay? Here we go with Jeff Foxworthy on Robin Hood Radio.
I wish I had a dime for every time in 18 years of marriage that my wife has said this one to me. Usually right when we're walking out of the house, she'll go, how's my butt look? If you've been married longer than 10 seconds, you know the answer to that one. Great! You know, it's so small, I could barely see it in this light. But apparently, women put a lot of thought into what their butts look like. Ladies, do you know men are not even aware of the fact we have a butt till it starts itching? And a lot of guys aren't aware of the fact scratching it in public might be offensive to somebody. Mr. President, how you doing? Good to see you. And men ought to keep our hands off our rear ends. We should. For a lot of reasons. The biggest one is because we are causing our own butt erosion. We are. Have you ever seen an old man's butt? No, you have not, because they don't have one anymore. They've scratched it all off. An old man's butt looks like you made a frog stand up and put on a pair of double knit pants. When you lie down to go to sleep tonight, I want that to be the last visual image. That frog pulling them britches up. And I have lots of theories about women, and I'm sure none of them are right. But you know what I found out? Women have just as many theories about men. Probably the most common theory women have about men, I bet I've heard this one in every state, goes something like this. Well, if he's got big feet, then you know. Or if he's got big hands. Or if he's got a big nose. Or if he's got big ears. Well, I tell you what, he better be packing, because that's one goofy-looking guy right there. And silly as it is, men do worry about these things. And ladies, bless your heart, you have come up with all these expressions to reassure us. Oh, honey, it's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean. Which might be true, but I know it takes a long time to get to England in a rowboat. A couple of ladies writing that down. Takes a long time. And talking about time, that's something else I've learned in 18 years of marriage. Guys, when it comes to romance, don't be in a hurry. Because, see, women are like diesel engines. And what I mean by that is, it may take a little while to get them warmed up. But once you do, they can run a long, long time. Whereas men, on the other hand, see, men are more like bottle rockets. Ooh, ah. You guys have been great. Thanks for listening to me. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want you to do me a favor. Keep this going. Bring my buddy Bill Engvall out here one more time. Billy!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Foxworthy right there! Hey, keep it going. Bring back Ron White, Larry the Cable Guy.
They great.
They are. You guys have been simply awesome.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I'm from Texas. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it. That's right. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back. That's our policy. They're trying to pass a bill right now through the Texas legislature that'll speed up the process of execution in heinous crimes where there's more than three credible eyewitnesses. If more than three people saw you do what you did, you don't sit on death row for 15 years, Jack. You go straight to the front of the line. Other states are trying to abolish the death penalty. My state's putting in an express lane. Thanks for playing along. I hope you enjoyed it. Good night.
You just heard from Tater Salad himself, Ron White, with Death Penalty. Before that, Jeff Foxworthy and How's My Butt, a little Southern comedy for you. For those of you who may not be aware by now, I have a rather unique voice. And while it's great for radio, I can't make prank phone calls with it. No siree. I try to prank somebody, and they recognize my voice. And why am I telling you this? Because this next track has to do with prank phone call comedy. That's why. Little Junkyard Willie for you, Corrupt Admissions Director. And that's going to do it for me, folks. Listen to the comedy and have yourselves a good time, and I will catch you next week. Have a good time, my friends, and keep on laughing. This has been Mr.
Customer Service. Can I help you?
Hi, is this the admissions office?
How can I help you?
My name is and I applied to go to school there last winter semester.
Okay, what were you going to major in?
I didn't have a major.
So you didn't pick a department?
I don't think I really can't remember.
Okay.
My question is, I really am interested in going there. I just wasn't able to get the tuition together in time. I applied very late.
Well, I could transfer you to the admissions director and he could make an exception for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Please hold.
Yeah, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Hi, is this the admissions office?
You talking to admissions director?
How
can I help you? How can I help you?
I applied last semester, I think for the winter semester.
You don't know the school here? How you doing, baby doll?
What's that, sir?
If I can make a difference, I'll let you in here. Talk to me, Junkyard Willie. I'm the admissions director.
Willie?
Yeah.
What I was wondering, I sent in my transcripts and filled out the application and everything like that.
What'd you get on your SATs?
I don't remember. It's been quite a while since I was in high school, probably 5-6 years.
That's better than I'd ever do.
I went to a...
Yeah.
But I applied at Tech last year or half a year ago.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I was still on file and... Is there a way you can punch in my social security number to
computer? Yeah, I can do it. I tell you what, you sound so sexy. I want you to come down here and say hi to me.
Okay.
I'll get you in. Put on something sexy. Come on down and talk to me. And bring me like a 40. Can you bring me a 40?
Is this serious?
Yeah, bring me some malt liquor. We'll have a good time.
Customer service, can I help you?
I'm looking for the admission director.
Who's calling?
My name's...
Okay, I'll transfer you. Please hold.
Yeah, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is the admission office.
You talking to the admission director?
Did you just talk to a girl?
I talk to people all the time. What you mean?
Well, my girlfriend just told me that you told her that she had a sexy voice and that she needed to come down there and talk to you and bring a bottle of liquor.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
She was just on the phone with you. I'm with her right now.
Maybe she talked to somebody else. I don't know.
No, it was you. She said the raspy voice, Willie, admission director.
Well, that's me.
You know, you ought to lose your job for that.
What you talking about, boy?
Don't call me boy.
Listen to me, damn it. I used to be a drill sergeant. Don't call up here.
I don't care what you used to be, all right? You're not supposed to talk to people like that.
You come down here, I'll make you drop and do 100 push-ups. You want to call up talking this kind of trash? You talking to me?
You think I'm going to do one push-up for you? I mean, are you on crack cocaine or something?
What's your name, boy?
Are you on crack cocaine?
Are you trying to get into this school, boy? I ain't going to let you in. What's your name?
I ain't trying to get into this school. I'm calling you about the phone call you just had.
That's a good thing.
I'm reporting you did the law.
I'm going to let you in. You want to get into this school. You can just forget about getting in here. Forget it then.
I'm reporting you to the law. I'm not calling about getting into your school.
Don't you be messing with my job, boy.
What's that?
Don't you be messing with my job.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I'm not going to have to mess with it because the law is going to.
Don't you be talking.
You can't talk to people like that. It's called sexual harassment.
I don't know what the hell you talk about. I don't know what you talk about.
Of course you won't, because you're just a dumbass.
You sound like a jive turkey.
What'd you say?
You sound like a jive turkey.
A what?
You sound
how
like
the hell did you get this job when you can't even speak correct English?
Your Aunt Maybelline wear a anyway, so forget about it then.
What's that?
I said your Aunt Maybelline probably wear a talking this kind of trash over
what,
the
how the hell are you allowed to talk like this when you're an admission director?
Exactly, that's it. I'm
who's your supervisor?
I say whatever the hell I feel like I want to say. I do what I want to do.
Who the hell is your supervisor?
I do it. Don't you be talking this kind of trash, trying to mess with my job, boy. Who the hell you think you is?
Who the hell? Look, why can't you even speak correct English?
I told you, I don't know what you talk about. Some girl calling
well,
up.
Well, it's obviously you do, because you just talked about my Aunt Maybelline wearing a
because you called up talking trash on the telephone. And you called with a fraternity trying to pull my leg. I used to be a drill sergeant. Come on down
here. I don't
care.
You think I give a crap what you used to be?
You step foot in my office, I'm going to make you drop and do 100 push-ups.
Yeah. You're on crack cocaine, too.
You a boy. Come on down here.
You the boy, all right? You the boy.
Come on down here.
Because you can't even talk like an adult.
Bring your fool ass down here.